The World of Wearable Arts Festival is back tonight. And this is great news because we've had 2 years of cancellations. It's running for 3 weeks at the TSB Bank Arena in Wellington, and there's more than 100 finalists from 20 different countries. Malia Johnston is the director for the festival. She's with us. Hi, Malia.
Kia ora, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you? Because I bet you've been hanging out for this.
Oh, yeah. Yes, a couple of years, at least, you know, almost 3 years. So, yes, definitely been hanging out for this, and we open tonight, which is super exciting.
Yeah, what about the audience? Are they gagging for it?
I think so. Yeah, we had a test audience in last night, which was whānau, friends, family, and it went off. It was like a party in here. It was just the support behind it has just been incredible, the energy coming from the audience, yeah.
And so the ticket sales reflect this? Are they selling well?
Yes, we've almost sold out. We actually had to add another show this year, so we've almost sold out. Yeah.
Right, what's the weirdest outfit that you've seen?
The weirdest outfit that I've seen? Well, I've been doing this show for like, since 2001, I think I've been with the organisation, so I've seen some very weird outfits, but the outfits on... the garments, the artworks that are on the stage, there's actually nothing that weird. They're just incredible. This time, they're just like, they just blow me away. So, but there is some fun ones that are quite unique and, you know, interesting to move in.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, looking forward to seeing what comes out of it. Thank you, Malia. Appreciate it. Malia Johnston, who's the World of Wearable Arts Festival Director. If you haven't been to a World of Wearable Arts event, you probably think, why would I? What? I don't know. It's just a spectacle. If you haven't been to one, I'll tell you what, you'll go to it and you will be amazed. I don't think I've met anybody who's gone to it and thought, oh, that was boring. Everybody comes out of it amazed.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.